Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, you and I started getting into a discussion during the break there, but we decided to save it. Plus, I was going outside to smoke anyway, so I couldn't really get into an argument with you about it. Now, I made the point that, and I think Ian started to make the same point, that nothing about what these kids are doing is necessarily sexual. So if someone watches this and they feel sexual arousal, that says more about the viewer than it does the film, in my opinion.
Yeah, but why are they dancing this way? Is it just because their role models dance that way? And if so, why?
That's the presumable explanation.
Why do their role models dance that way?
To titillate.
Correct, and this is...
But they
but
may not understand that, right? Like they maybe they do understand it. I don't know. We haven't watched this movie. We don't know what these girls actually understand about this. But just on its own, just because these girls are going through the motions doesn't mean that to them it's sexual. To them it may just be, oh, twerking's a thing. That's how you dance. I think twerking's ridiculous when adults do it, and it's even more ridiculous when it's a bunch of little girls.
Well, that's not... But
if someone
not
takes
how
an action... You're wrong. If someone takes an action, your reaction to that is your responsibility.
Well,
someone doing a thing...
First, to Ian's point... maybe these girls don't know what they're doing. I would disagree. I would think that they're coming into the age where they kind of know what they're up to. And yes, but most of it is probably they are emulating their role models who do know what they're about and do know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And there's a reason for it.
Sex sells, that's why.
Correct. Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, what was your next point?
Well, the point is that... You don't know why the role models are doing it. You assume they're doing it because sex sells, but perhaps the point that Miley Cyrus and Cardi B are making is that they shouldn't. They should be able to display their bodies without men having an issue with it.
But why else
why
do
have
it?
An issue with it? I mean, display your body however you want.
Naturalists exist, Conan. And as I said, you know...
Walking around naked in your backyard doing your gardening is a completely different than grinding on a stage.
Why? Because one arouses you and one doesn't?
Because one is an actual sexual activity.
It's not sexual.
The other,
what is sexual about grinding?
Grinding your bits on the stage or on a wrecking ball is completely different than going out and watering your lilies in the nude. It's completely different.
Because one arouses you and one doesn't. Because your reaction to them is different. Your reaction is different. And therefore, you're judging them as different.
It's a sexual act.
But wait a minute. Hold on. You're not wrong. It does have to do with the reaction of the viewer. No doubt about it.
Sure.
On the other hand, the performer can have intentions. And that's what I'm saying is the difference between what these girls are doing and what Cardi B or these other, you know, pop music hoes are doing. These girls, the older girls, are wanting to sexually titillate. Okay, they know that sex sells.
Well, not necessarily. The whole point of the Miley Cyrus video that I didn't look up and should have was that, you know, they should be able to do these things without people over sexualizing it.
They can do whatever they want, but there's going to be everyone can have an opinion about what is actually taking place.
It's not over-sexualization.
And I think overwhelmingly people are going to be like they are over-sexualizing, and that is an over-sexualized act, and they're...
I mean, what you're basically saying here is that women who dress slutty deserve to be raped.
That's not what I said.
Because they know what they know they're sexually arousing men. They know the risk was there.
No, that's not
that is not what I said. But yes, they do know what they're doing.
So they knew
they know
they
yes,
knew that
doing what they
provocatively
want.
Could have this result of people becoming aroused.
That's the whole point of dressing that way. That is the point of dressing that way. Otherwise, you would go everywhere in your pajamas.
But you're
like
not
these
taking
Walmart
any
people.
Responsibility for your arousal.
I didn't say that I was aroused.
He didn't say
there
that.
There are a lot of these bimbos who actually. I'll just come around and say I might get a little limp because I find them disgusting. But yes, there are many, many out there who do find and who are aroused by that type of behavior, and there's a reason why the Cardi B and the Miley Cyruses of the world do what they do. It's not just to sell and make money, but because I think that they are after sex themselves.
But you realize that is blaming people for the reactions others take in regard to their own actions.
Well, that's not...
Someone's reaction to something I say or do isn't my responsibility.
It's not blaming so much, and I'm not saying that it is your responsibility. I'm just saying that if you want to go out and put on a strip show, or the equivalent of what is a strip show, using moves that, you know, I've seen.
Sure.
I've never been to a strip club, but I've seen movies where there's strippers in it, right? Like,
right.
So I've seen a few of the things that they do, and the J-Lo's, the, you know, these pop music, Britney Spears's, these people, they do those same things.
Sure.
And so the purpose of that is to titillate the audience. Now, what the reactions are is a completely different question. The question is, what was the intention of the performer? With the older women, their intention is to be as sexual as they can, to get as many viewers as they can, to get as many fans as they can, and that's totally fine. With these little girls in this movie, their intentions are probably different. Their intentions are not to be likely sexual. Their intentions are just to emulate what they're seeing.
Are we talking about the characters or the actresses?
I'm talking about the characters, or
okay.
I don't know about the actresses and what they know, but purportedly.
I just wanted to know which one we were.
But these little kids aren't actresses. They're real kids.
No, they're actresses.
They're literally actresses. This is not
a
documentary. It's a movie.
All right, well,
this is a fictional film.
That's news to me.
Okay.
Maybe if I had seen it, I would know.
I mean, it may be based on some level of reality, right, in that there are probably girls that are putting on performances like this somewhere.
Well, I mean, we know there are. These cheerleading competitions, these dance competitions, they exist.
Well, I don't know if they're doing moves like this in cheerleading competitions. I highly doubt that.
They are.
At, like, school-sponsored cheerleading competitions?
Oh, no, these happen in more private ones.
Okay, I don't know anything about private cheerleading squads.
Like cheerleading competitions and stuff like that aren't organized by schools, but are organized by these independent dance groups that are not related to any actual school.
Okay, I'll take your word for it on that, but it would be hard for me to believe that that's actually happening and there's not huge controversy surrounding that.
Well, like, that's the issue, is that it is happening and there isn't controversy, and that's why the director said she made this film. That's part of the issue, is that parents are putting their kids into these exact situations and not realizing that they're sexualizing their children.
How could the parents not realize it? That's the other thing, right?
Or maybe...
Like, it's one thing to believe that these little girls don't understand it, right?
Sure.
Like, that's plausible. Like, oh, they see Cardi B doing a thing, and they want to be like Cardi B because she's popular, and they want to be a star, so they do the thing.
But
if their parents are like, hey, you should do that thing... That suggests that the parents are either completely ignorant to the sexual aspects of what Cardi B would be doing, they're not, and they actually want their kids to do that?
No, the parents, I'll say again, are living vicariously through their children. The parent, the mother, wants to be like Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't because she's a big walrus. But her daughter's still pretty, and she can do all the moves, and she can go to these pageants and whatnot.
That's crazy.
I think that interpretation is correct.
It's just like the baseball dad. You know, it's just the same thing. I failed.
With the baseball dad, at least then he's like, you know, wanting his son to just win a baseball game. Here you're talking about wanting...
Well, sometimes it's that innocuous.
And he's out there screaming at the other kids and the other dads. You've seen this dad.
Yeah, sure.
He's pretty wild.
And some
of them are pretty nice about it, but most of them are they either failed as kids themselves, baseball players themselves, or they didn't make it to the team that they wanted to get on. And what
I mean, I got
a second chance, I can live through my kid.
I'm all in favor of young people deciding to be adults whenever they want to, right? Like I've said that before. But if parents are pushing them into it, I think that's a problem. You know, pushing them into incredibly adult behaviors without them even understanding what's going on, and their parents are getting some sort of jollies off of it, that's pretty disturbing.
It is.
That would be my interpretation of what's happening.
And that's the Munchausen syndrome, or through proxy, where the parents are, they actually relish when their children suffer, or the trials that their children go through. They actually, for attention, it's all about attention. I mean, do you think that none of these...
I don't have a child that I vicariously live through. I live my own life.
Do you think that none of these parents are not also putting these, you know, clips of their kids twerking putting them on their Facebook, on their social media. Say, look at my kid. Look at my daughter. This is my kid. This is my daughter. Look what she could do.
If you're proud of your kid's twerking, something's wrong.
There's a lot of... Hey, you know what? You've run into these mothers before. You
No, I have not.
Yes, you have. They've been
who they are.
They've been in Walmart with their pajama bottoms. With sexy on the butts or whatever.
Pink,
yeah.
This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. Dinovite. com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan, and you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live. And maybe you wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can start earning Divi right now. Ian says that setting up a Divi masternode was incredibly easy, and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Need help? Well, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org.
That was one of my questions. Well, how do you get... You know, all the Divi. How do you get Divi, right? Because there's a few exchanges, but some people don't want to sign up for an exchange, and some people don't trust these exchanges. So it turns out you can just get it straight from the Divi guys, which is nice because then it's what they call over-the-counter, and it doesn't affect the exchange price because if you're going to buy...
Just moving Divi from one wallet to another. Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. DiviProject.org. And I looked up some clips there in the break, and... I was incorrect. The dance competitions, cheerleading competitions that I was talking about, they are not quite... They are the same... They are in the same league as what you see in Cuties, but Cuties is an overly extreme version of that.
Well, I mean, to say it's in the same league suggests that cheerleading competitions are akin or in the same league to sexual sort of dancing, whether or not the person who's dancing realizes how sexual it is.
Well, that's what cheerleading is dancing to get attention.
It's definitely dancing for attention, and arguably the attention is mostly coming from men.
I mean, there's a reason they're wearing those outfits.
There is absolutely a reason for it.
Now you agree with me?
No, I agreed with Ian earlier.
Wait, what was that whole argument? But the whole 10 minutes of you yelling at me?
I agreed with Ian earlier. No, I said, but the men in the audience who are aroused by it and who are getting erections or fantasizing about them, that's their reaction. That's their responsibility.
I don't disagree with that. I absolutely agree with that. Yes, you are responsible for everything.
Yes, but the performers do make these deliberate choices.
If you can't take the heat, get out of the damn kitchen.
Well, see, that's where it sounds like you're blaming them again.
No, not the women's. If you can't handle the woman walking around suggestively, you need to look the other way.
Okay.
I agree with that.
We're all on the same page.
But the girl is still a slut.
Why?
Because she's dressing like that. Because
Hold on. Are you talking about just a cheerleader?
No. The woman who's dressed suggestively to get a man's attention.
Are dressed suggestively?
The cheerleaders and the cuties. Yes, they are. I'm talking about the.
So cheerleaders.
I'm talking about the woman who's actually walking down the street, looking for attention.
Like cheerleaders do.
Except I'm saying I mean specifically take some dude home tonight. Attention. She dresses a certain way. She goes to the club. She's trying to get free drinks.
You don't think cheerleaders are taking dudes home occasionally?
I'm talking about right now in the moment. They're going out to the club. The cheerleader is not. She's yes. Long game. Yes. They have a plan. I'm talking about the girl at the club. She's trying to get free drinks. She's trying to go home. She's trying to score. She dresses a certain way. If she does it successfully, she's going to get attention.
Sure.
Is it the dude's fault for being attracted to her?
I agree with Ian's point. Fault is not necessarily the right word I would use, but
it's a human reaction. It's human.
Well, not necessarily. A gay guy would disagree.
Okay, well, the gay dude who dresses suggestively. I don't know what this nipple is showing or something.
Well, the straight dude in which case, the straight dude would disagree, because he wouldn't be aroused.
So whoever...
So the reaction of the person, I mean, yes, they are responsible for their reaction to external stimuli. It is, after all, external.
And the person is responsible for the way they dress, and they should expect to get a certain reaction. I think that's what you're saying, right? Like, if you dress in a certain way, and you get a specific set of reactions, you shouldn't be upset about it.
Yeah,
I agree with that entirely.
If you're the guy that's all tatted up and you got the horns and you got your tongue slit or whatever, and some old dude comes and is looking at you and calls you a freak, don't be upset. Because you kind of look like a freak.
And well, you know what? Let your freak flag fly.
Exactly.
I mean, it's totally fine.
You're doing it for a reason. You probably want to look like a freak, right?
Part of the problem is there's this mentality, and I think you addressed it earlier briefly, where somebody thinks, oh, well, I should be able to let my, you know, booty cheeks hang out.
My freak flag fly.
Or I should be able to show, you know, almost my labia, you know, while I'm walking around, and have no one look, and have no one react.
Yeah, was it this girl who was walking down New York for like a whole hour or so, and she taped the whole thing?
Where she was painted?
Well, they do that too. No, some girl, she just had her, she had real tight clothes on.
Uh-huh.
And then she'd walk through the streets for a whole hour, and reported on all the dudes who were whistling and catcalling. And she's like, "Look at this! I can't even walk down the street without getting catcalled." She's like, "Look at you! You got your damn cheeks! They're all out.
Yeah,
you got big old boobs. I mean, what do you expect?
I think that's a valid point, though."
Well, it's all valid. Like, it's a nice thing to say, like, oh, I should be able to walk around and not have a bunch of attention that's negative.
Yes, but in the world we have, she would get that attention.
But it's entirely plausible that you're going to get that sort of attention. That's not to say you shouldn't walk around the way that you want to, but you just have to understand that it comes with the territory. That's all.
Now, if someone was everyone brings up the rape meme, you know, if you dress a certain way and you complain about getting raped later on that evening because you dress like a slut, you know, that's not acceptable. But I mean, someone catcalling you, someone whistling at you, someone said, hey, girl, you look fine.
You're saying it's not acceptable that the person got raped, not that they were complaining.
Correct. Okay. Then you actually have a crime. But,
yeah.
But
I was going to give him the benefit of that.
But my free speech? Calling some girl and say, "Hey, look hot, girl." How are you going to be upset by that? And by the way, let's also point out that if I say those things,
right.
And I never get called out.
Yeah,
it's always the creeper.
Yeah, you shouldn't be getting up. You shouldn't be showing yourself off and then getting upset that you received attention
from the creeper.
Just because you received attention from some people you didn't want to receive attention to, you can't control that. What you can control is how you show yourself off. If you don't want to show yourself off, wear some frumpy thing. You know, throw a sweatshirt and a pair of sweatpants on and put a mask on. You know, you can be unremarkable.
Yeah, but there are then men who are into that. There are men who are into women who are dressed in t-shirts and sweatpants.
Sure, but there aren't as many of them, and those men aren't the type of you know. Some woman's walking around in some frumpy sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I highly doubt she's going to get catcalled. Hey, looking good, sugar.
Pink.
Put another t-shirt on.
One never knows.
I don't think that's too
likely.
It's
not going to happen.
Ian, Cody, you made a point a second ago. I wish I could remember what it was because I wanted to respond to it, but then we got caught up into catcalling girls in sweatpants. Do you remember what your point a moment ago was?
I don't have a clue.
I don't either. But it is likely that the filming of this movie created even more explicit and abusive scenes, and that pedophiles will manipulate and imitate this film in abusive ways, said Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
How does he know about what pedophiles are going to do?
Well, he is the Zodiac Killer. One might wonder what else he is.
He's the son of that the Munsters' dad, right?
Oh, but that reminds me. Vincent was playing something on his D-Live show last night. There's like one of those channels where they set up guys with fake people, like fake teens in a chat room, and then they go meet them in real life.
Okay.
One of them was a police chief from like Gardner, Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah, like an hour down south of here. They busted him.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Ted Cruz probably just like that guy.
Probably. He seems to have a lot to say about this movie. 855-450-3733. Maybe you have something to say about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election, adding that he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market reacted to the news negatively, with all three major indices sliding backwards in the final hour of trading. The Dow Jones Composite fell 1.3%, the Nasdaq dropped 1.6%, and the S&P 500 closed down 1.4%. And the Department of Health and Human Services is telling hospitals they need to comply with federal requirements on reporting data about COVID-19 and influenza patients or face losing federal funding. Hospitals will be given 14 weeks to comply before enforcement begins. This is USA Radio News. Tomorrow night's vice presidential debate will have a much different look than its predecessors, with plexiglass playing a major role. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The Commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine after being exposed to a Coast Guard officer who tested positive. Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard, tested positive for the virus on Tuesday, prompting the Joint Chiefs of Staff to quarantine at home. While Ray isn't a member of the Joint Chiefs, he had been at a number of Pentagon meetings with them last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we've been talking about largely being inappropriate with children, I think, has been the subject of most of tonight's show. And no one knows more about that than Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Good segue.
Thank you. According to the New York Post, he had to be pulled away from reporters on the campaign trail to maintain social distancing. But that didn't prevent one of his signature eyebrow-raising comments at an event later in the afternoon. What exactly did Joe Biden say? We're going to get into that shortly, but first, let's go to the phones.
He probably doesn't remember.
I have no doubt whatsoever that he doesn't remember. He remembers the kids stroking his leg hair, presumably, because he talked about it. He remembers learning about roaches.
He has long-term memory. He does not have his short-term memory is gone. That's why he's always bringing up the past and talking about what he did as a lifeguard.
And talking about John. Have you seen that clip?
Is it John or Joey?
John. He was in some clip talking about police accountability, and suddenly he's just talking about this dude named John. It's completely bizarre. But we got Kirby calling from Indiana. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was going to trip on Mask World tonight and all these people riding down the street with their windows up. Air on, mask as well.
I saw another woman on a bicycle today with a mask.
Yeah, it's crazy, ain't it?
Yep.
Y'all's conversation tonight has got me going. Number one, Joe Biden loves that movie.
I bet he does.
Executive producer.
He's got several copies. But you're right. It is horrible to see little children do this. That is an adult behavior. There's no way anybody who is not of legal age to do the woo-woo-woo should be out there doing that. These 10, 8, 9, 11-year-old girls, they know exactly what it is because they watch TV. They watch their mothers. Notice how I said they watch their mothers. And they see what's going on. They know what it is. And for anybody to tell you that, oh, they're just emulating somebody, no, they're practicing.
I don't know if I agree. I don't know whether or not these 10-year-olds are aware of the long-term implications of their movements or not.
Well, it's all about levels. It builds and it builds and it builds, and I think that they're just as preliminary. This is how they start. Yes, I believe on some level they do understand what they're doing. I don't think they see the full. I don't think they see the full consequences of their what could take place. Mm-hmm. But I think that they are on a path.
When you say that it's about their mothers, are you saying that they are observing their mothers like doll themselves up for a date or something? Like how are they, I mean, are their mothers like doing sex moves in front of them? And like, what do you mean by that?
They watch their mothers and their mothers' 18 different boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
They watch their mothers get up. As you say, you get dialed up to go out at 8 o'clock at night and come back home at 4 o'clock in the morning. They hear their mother's raunchy, nasty, filthy conversation.
and the music they listen to.
I doubt there's a whole lot of that going on, Kirby. I've got to be honest. I suspect that mothers are doing this behind closed doors and that most 10-year-olds are not awake at 4 o'clock when their mom comes in drunk.
Are you? I was walking home from work a couple months ago, 2 blocks from home. I'm walking up College Avenue, and there's a little girl creeping out of the house. Mind you, it's 3 a.m. She walked out of the house, made sure she closed that door very quietly, and tiptoed up the street. I know what she was doing because I was 15 once, mm-hmm. and I was sitting up there waiting for her when I was 15. They know.
Well, that's yeah, but 15 is not
that's
11.
Why
15 is
15
way different.
Might as well be 11. It's not much difference. That's
it's pretty different. At 15, she probably has all the parts necessary to reproduce. You know,
at 11, she has
all.
Yeah,
actually,
at
11, you do as well.
A lot,
especially in the developing
it doesn't
countries.
Doesn't mean they should be used or exposed.
I mean, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. It's not my place to judge them or tell them what they can and can't do.
When she turns 18, she can do what she wants.
Why 18? Why not
she wants now?
Why not 17 and 364 days old?
She can do what she wants right now, Kirby. I mean,
because somebody will go to jail for 17 years, 364 days.
Well, that can happen, and that's tragic when that happens. I actually had a girl that was arguing with me last night. I was watching Vincent, as I mentioned, his show on DLive, and a girl in there was saying she thought that the age of consent should be raised because people don't, their brain doesn't stop developing until age 25. So
kids are dumber these days.
Well, and she was suggesting that young people should be treated as children until they're 25, which I thought is just absolutely insulting and will result in more
age is a completely useless metric for this.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, first of all, we got a pornographic actress in the White House. Number two.
Is there porn of her? Shoot me a link to that.
There's a nude. There's a nude layout.
That's pornographic. That's pornography.
What was she in? Was it Playboy? What? Who did she pose for?
Some Eastern European. And she.
I don't mind that because I consider her to be a glorified prostitute anyway.
That's what she is.
I'm with you. I don't have an issue with it, though.
But
a high dollar prostitute.
All this.
Well, she didn't magically fall in love with Donald Trump. I don't believe that for a minute.
No, money. She's a red sparrow. Do you know what those are?
Tell us. I've never heard it.
The KGB put together a thing called the Sparrow School. They took attractive women.
She's a spy? Nice. I like this conspiracy.
I want to hear more about this. What did they do? The KGB did what?
The KGB had a thing called the Sparrow School. They would take attractive young women, 10, 11, 12 years old, train them in how to elicit information from people, how to do assassinations, and turn them loose on the world. This is how the Russians have gone from where they were in 1980 to where they are now.
I have never heard this.
That's better than my theory. I always thought she was a Stepford wife. She's a robot. But nah. I like the Russian, the KGB spy. I like that one.
I like it. I just think it's unlikely.
I don't. She's one of Putin's sparrows, I'm telling you.
The possibility of her
can
being...
Can you fly some more of these girls over here?
I know, right?
Some more Russian sparrows around here in New Hampshire.
Kirby, thank you so much for the call. I don't disagree, man. I mean, if somebody wants to order themselves a mail order bride, go for it. You know, do what you got to do to be happy, man.
As long as I get what is pictured, because I know that's not how it usually turns out, right? You get some.
You know, did you know Mark was trying to like get us to? This was before I think you were on the show, Aria, but he was pitching me on a sponsorship from one of these Russian. I don't think they call them mail orders, but it's like. You go over and you fly to Russia, and then they bring you into a club, and all these women that want to have an American husband, supposedly, so they can get out of Russia, then, you know, you get a chance to meet these, sort of like a meat market, almost, and it's really, like, scummy and scammy.
It sounds like it. Yeah. Mark wanted a sponsorship from these people?
And I was like, no, that's not happening.
That is the exact opposite of how I would expect that dynamic to play out. I would expect you to be like, hey, these mail order bride people, they want to pay us. And Mark would be like, oh, God, no. We already have a Satanist tranny. Why would we want a mail order bride?
Oh, Mark. No, he'd have taken some real scummy stuff if I hadn't stood in the way.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm glad you stood in the way.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden was asked a question by a reporter when his better half came up behind him and pulled him back a couple of steps. He then took a few minutes to reclaim his thoughts, but later in the day...
A few minutes?
Well, a few moments.
Oh, okay.
That may have been what I meant to say. But later in the day, he got really creepy as he watched kids perform I don't know exactly what it was. He was watching kids dance, oddly enough.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to get into that. 855-450-3733.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Conan.
And Joe Biden had this to say, the good news is for me, I'm here after watching what the New York Post describes as a group of school-aged children, but we actually just dug around and tried to find a screenshot so we could estimate what these girls' ages were. And one media outlet characterized them as young girls. They were probably 16 or 17 years old.
Maybe 15. It's hard to tell. Yeah. There is a screenshot here of Biden addressing these young women. They're all wearing what I would say would be non-titillating. We were just having a long discussion about this, right? Yes. Like, they're wearing sort of like cultural, full-on dresses, and they were obviously, you know, doing some sort of a Haitian dance performance, and they all have masks on, so it's hard to really get a feel for it, but they're, I would say, teenagers.
The good news is, for me, I'm here. The bad news for you is I'm coming back, he said.
And I'll be naked.
I mean, that sounds like a... What could he possibly have meant? I've got bad news for you. I'm coming back.
And where was this again? I'm sorry.
This was at the Little Haiti Cultural Center in Miami, Florida. He said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And I want to see these beautiful...
Back again.
And I want to see these beautiful young ladies. I want to see them dancing when they're 4 years older, too.
I'm going to come back, and I'm going to adopt every one of you.
Oh, I think he was saying he's going to run for president again. 4 years from now, he's going to come back. Right? I think he was saying he's going to be a president, right, for the next 4 years. And then he's going to come back there in 4 years, and sure, then they're going to be 4 years older, and he's going to be running for president again. That's what I'm
saying. Okay, I didn't think that's probably what he was trying to say, but man, yeah, he picked a terrible way to say it.
Correct. It's possible, Ian.
Yeah.
But the majority didn't get that far. They didn't think that. Yeah. They didn't think it through.
He didn't think it through either.
They heard how creepy it sounded.
Yeah. He's just kind of stripped of consciousness, which, you know, I don't know. Is it dementia that he's suffering? What do you call this?
Senility.
Well, he had two brain surgeries.
Really?
They took the top of his head off, and I think it was had to do with something with a blood clot or whatnot.
Oh my!
And this is probably, you know, part of that long term process where, you know, you had your brain tattled with.
Well, let's get to the phones. We got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. There is a case of some interest in New Hampshire, a federal case where a lawyer is bringing suit against four different hotel chains, essentially claiming that they didn't look closely enough at what was going on in their rooms.
Hmm.
There was allegedly sex trafficking going on. And
Some of these motels were in Keene, weren't they?
Well, one of them that's named is Best Western, and there is a Best Western in Keene, but mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the location where this allegedly happened. You know, this is not exactly a war crime on the federal government's part. You know, they're just accepting a lawsuit. They're letting it go forward partially. But, you know, whatever happened is happening under an environment of prostitution prohibition.
Yeah,
it's not happening in an environment of prostitution freedom, right? So the government has caused the problem, and now they're going to solve it, supposedly.
Well, this is the first I've heard of the story, but I did pull up the piece from NHPR, New Hampshire Public Radio, about this civil lawsuit filed Monday. Alleges a 26-year-old woman with developmental disabilities was repeatedly trafficked for commercial sex at hotels around the state, including the Best Western in Keene. The woman, who is identified by the initials KB, is seeking damages, claiming the facilities, quote, have chosen to ignore the open and obvious presence of sex trafficking on their properties, enjoying the profit while willfully turning a blind eye to criminal misconduct. Well, how are they supposed to know anything about what's going on in their hotel rooms, and why should they? I mean, their guests have a right to privacy.
Yeah,
and
it's really not their business.
I don't know what exactly they are thinking they're going to be able to get these hotels to do. Paul Pennock, attorney with Weitz and Luxembourg.
Let me interrupt real quick to say that Dave has a point. The way we could actually prevent this from happening is to have the Best Western have their own prostitutes they can sell you. Who voluntarily work there.
Right. Yes,
and who know they're safe because this is their place of employment. If they, you know, shout for help, some security guard will bust in with a gun and help them.
So how do you think Ted Cruz is going to handle that that new way,
I don't know, but it's a
thinking.
Better model than what we have, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Civil lawsuit is the latest in a series of cases nationwide that seek monetary awards from hotels. Under the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, a federal law passed in 2000, victims of sex trafficking can seek damages against third parties, including facilities where they were assaulted. The attorney says, quote, these dirtbags would show up and they would pay the pimp the trafficker and she would be forced to have sex with 6 to 8 men a night, often being brutalized. Well, that sounds horrifying if that's actually what was going on, but
how would an employee there have known that?
Yeah. I mean, how is that going to be? If a few guys are going into a room with a girl, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, if a few guys are going into a room with a girl, I'm going to assume orgy. It's not
right.
My business. That's just an assumption.
That's just
but
none
I'm not
going to
assume, oh, she's being held against her will. I'm not going to assume that. And I know, because I live in the real world, that if I was to somehow be able to pull this girl aside and ask her if she needed help, she wouldn't say yes anyway, mm-hmm. because that pimp is utilizing black market means to have something holding
her
hostage.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was there a couple more concerns about this. Obviously, as you read there, the plaintiff is not named, and mm-hmm. the idea that someone could sue someone secretly is a concern.
That is a concern.
And then, of course, also what's going to tend to result from these lawsuits is just paranoid, nosy, hotels, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, people are already, you know, paranoid and nosy enough, aren't they? I mean, with all these Karens running around reporting people for having not having a mask on or something like that, imagine how they're going to lose their minds. And probably already do, you know, seeing prostitution where there is none.
You make a good point. I've gone to hotels to have sex before, and if an employee there stopped to ask me any questions about what I was doing there,
your business,
I would be extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, they want their clients to be comfortable. This, it says here, the suit alleges she was subjected to repeated instances of rape, physical abuse, verbal abuse, and exploitation at the hotels for a period of 2 years. According to court paperwork, she was frequently seen by front desk workers crying with prominent bruises and bite marks on her body. Well, if I'm working at the front desk of a hotel and a woman is crying in the lobby, you know, the only thing I think you might be able to do is go and ask, hey, are you okay? Is there anything I can do to help?
I would handle the situation.
Yeah, and if the girl says, no, I'm okay, just leave me alone, or whatever, right? Like, what are they going to say? How are you supposed to do anything else besides that? Oh, you've got a bite mark on your arm. I'm calling the police. I mean, that presumes that something unconsensual was happening. I'm sure there's been plenty of people who've had a sexual relationship with one another, had some sort of a violent thing going on within that sexual, maybe consensually, right? Because some people are into that. And then
they get into an argument about
afterwards.
Work or money or something.
Right afterwards. Or she finds out he was cheating on her or whatever. Something happened. And then she's out in the hotel lobby crying. That doesn't mean that she's been forced there against her will.
Yeah. So again, three more concerns that come up. First of all, you know, why does this have to be settled at the federal level if it has to be settled?
It's a federal law.
Yeah, I mean, what, you know, where in the Constitution is the federal government given authority over prostitution or hotels, making hotels?
Yeah, but they don't care about that.
Well, I'm not saying they should. Yeah. I'm just saying it's a concern. But I'm not saying they do. I'm saying that they should, and it's a concern. Mm-hmm. But then I guess the second thing would be something I forgot. I guess I pulled a Joe Biden.
That's why you got to take notes. You got to take notes before you call in.
Did you also have brain surgery back in the late 80s?
Oh, no. I'm one of the peons. I can't afford brain surgery.
Well, Joe did back in 1988. He had two of them. To treat a leaking aneurysm. It was life-threatening, and they saved his life, I guess. And now we have Joe here 30 years later almost.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for the call. I don't know that the brain surgery was really the cause of all this. I mean, he's old. Old people become senile all the time. But I remembered it was the Keene Best Western because I actually know someone who actually worked the front desk there as a supervisor for a brief period. She actually just quit there within the last month or two.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a type of person who would have allowed any of this to go on had she known anything about it. The idea that she could have somehow known is absolutely absurd.
Did this girl actually go and tell some hotel staff, hey, those guys are holding me against my will?
It would seem not. Right. I can't imagine any decent human being would just ignore that.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.